Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, I want to start out by saying happy National 4-H Week. National 4-H Week is a week each October where we take time to celebrate the more than 6 million young people across the country who are involved in the 4-H program in some way, shape, or form, gaining skills in leadership, citizenship, and communication, as well as learning the skills of belonging, mastery, independence, and generosity in positive ways by interacting with their peers and the many leaders, parents, and other volunteers that keep the 4-H program alive in communities across Iowa and across the United States. Here in Iowa, 1 in 5 youth is involved or engaged in extension and outreach youth or 4-H programming in some way, shape, or form. If you are interested in being involved in the 4-H program in Cass County, there are many ways you can do that. Of course, we have community clubs, 14 active community clubs currently in Cass County. Those are for youth in grades 4 through 12. We also have 8 active Clover Kids groups in Cass County, engaging youth in kindergarten through 3rd grade in fun, positive interactions with peers and age-appropriate activities to help develop motor skills, social skills, and a sense of belonging for youth in that age group. We also have many opportunities for youth to be involved in 4-H activities through day camps, after-school programs, and other opportunities, as well as for youth to be involved in the county and regional, even state and national activities through the 4-H program right here in Cass County. To learn more about the positive impacts of 4-H and find out how you or a youth in your life can be involved, give us a call at the Cass County Extension Office, 712-243-1132. Stop in our office at 805 West 10th Street, right on the Cass County Fairgrounds Community Center. And you can also find more information about 4-H, including a list of all of the clubs in Cass County, as well as contact information for those leaders, right on the Iowa State University Extension webpage. Just Google Cass County ISU Extension. It'll take you right there and find the tab at the top that says Join 4-H. And all of that information right there for you to look through and learn what about 4-H is right for you and how you can be involved in Cass County. Lots of other great things going on as we head into fall at Cass County Extension. Of course, one of the things that we notice this time of year is all of the beautiful color, even as many of our gardens are starting to die back. If you are looking for recommendations on things that will be blooming and full of color this time of year, that is the topic of this week's Yard and Garden article. If you think of fall as a time when plant life is winding down, there are a number of plants and trees that bloom in fall, giving the landscape an extra boost. There are several fall blooming bulbs, such as cochleums, members of the lily family. They produce green foliage in spring. The foliage remains till summer, then turns yellow, and the crocus-like flowers appear in fall without foliage attached. Flowers may be white, pink, or lavender. You can find these at many garden locations, and they are planted as bulbs, 3 inches deep and 6 inches apart, and they should be planted in well-drained soils. Another attractive fall blooming bulb is the showy crocus. They are a fall blooming crocus that are violet blue. They're approximately 5 to 6 inches tall. They are easy to grow, and bulbs should be planted in a well-drained site in partial shade to full sun, about 3 to 4 inches deep and 4 to 6 inches apart. Aside from bulbs, there are many fall blooming trees and shrubs. Witch hazel blooms from mid-October to early December. Another attractive late plant is the Seven Sun Flower. This is a large shrub or small tree that grows about 20 to 25 foot tall. Plants produce creamy white flowers in September, turn purplish red in October, and stay that way through mid-November. There is also winter interest available by the plant's light brown bark. There are also many perennials that bloom in or through summer and fall, such as the New England aster, New York aster, Boltonia, garden mums, sneezeweed, showy stonecrop or sedum, and goldenrod. For more information or a list of those plants, give us a call at the Extension office or find this information on the Iowa State University Extension homepage under the Yard and Garden column. Also this time of year, our food gardens and vegetable gardens begin to wind down. Of course, you can continue picking many of those vegetables through the fall season until they are frost-killed. If you have concerns about some plants being frost-killed or wonder how long you can harvest, we have several publications available in the ISU online store that discuss proper harvesting and storage of many of those vegetable crops and root crops, including things such as onions, potatoes, and apples, among many others that we like to harvest in the fall and overwinter or keep and use throughout the winter. So many of those storage recommendations can be found in the online store or by giving us a call at the Extension office. If you're looking to preserve some of your final harvests of things such as carrots, tomatoes, and things like that, you can also look to the Extension resource Preserve the Taste of Summer. This is a food preservation program that includes both online lessons and hands-on workshops. The online lessons are available just by going on the ISU Extension website and searching Preserve the Taste of Summer. You can register to watch these courses, and they are a variety of topics. All general courses start with an overview of food safety and canning basics, and then you can choose the topic from there: canning acid foods, low acid foods, pressure canning, pickling and fermenting, fruit spreads, freezing foods, and drying foods. Foods are some of the different topics available. There are also hands-on workshops available from time to time across the state, and if you are interested in those, give us a call. We'll try and point you in the right direction if there are any coming up. In addition, there is a cost for the Preserve the Taste of Summer classes, but there's also a series of publications with research-proven recipes, times, and temperatures for proper canning, preserving, drying, and freezing of many of those things that may be coming out of your garden this time of year. Those are all available from our office at no charge or can be downloaded as a PDF on the ISU store at no charge. Just log on to the ISU website again and search Preserve the Taste of Summer, and you will find a complete list of all of those publications and recipes available at no charge. For more questions, of course, give us a call at the office, 243-1132. Find us online anytime or stop by and say hi Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30 at the Extension office. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension office.